If you think trains will stop if they see a car on the tracks, you're right, they will. About a mile after they hit you. In 2015 alone, 230 people were killed at railroad crossings. Don't become the next fatality. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Thunderheads, a podcast for Thunder fans by Thunder fans.
Welcome to Thunderheads. I'm Brandon Soule, joined as always by Rob Larson.
What's up?
In the dark and stormy, Jason Lewis.
Yes, sir.
We have a very special guest. He's been here. We'd like to welcome back. You know him on Twitter, at ThunderTy. Hello, Mr. Ty.
I'm back.
He's back. Back in the saddle again, as they say.
Oh, they do say that.
Hey, you know, on this day in history, James Naismith, the inventor of basketball, was born.
Oh, wow.
Ontario, Canada. Did you know that he was Canadian?
He's Canadian.
I had no idea until I saw
him. You didn't know that?
So basketball is a Canadian sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Kind of.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
It was in Massachusetts, though. So
it's true. So what made him come to America? He just hated Canada?
It was cold.
Because it's America?
So he moved to Boston.
Yeah. He was like, that's a little better. And then he invented basketball, and then he wasn't any good at it, and everyone else was good at it.
Yeah. But
that's how it works.
Kansas and stuff. It worked out there.
That's kind of they own basketball, right? They claim
they have
it.
The copyright.
They bought the rules, I think, is what you're talking about.
Beware the fog.
Yeah. Hey, is it time for Rob's rundown?
Rob,
do you have a rundown today?
Sure do.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. So the first game we have here was a little bit of a road trip. Thunder at the Clippers. So I was really excited about this game. This was sort of the Thunder's first step up in competition. The Thunder came out really strong. They led by 8 points at one point in the first quarter. Second quarter was a little bit back and forth. Thunder took an 8-point lead to the half, and then those third quarter woes continued. The Thunder only managed 16 points and trailed going into the fourth quarter. Strong defensive effort in the fourth. Thunder held the Clippers to only 17 points in the fourth quarter. Thunder win a close one, 85-83.
That was a fun game in a weird way. Like, not your traditional Thunder Clippers game, you know?
Right.
Normally, they've always been high scoring in the past, right. Bunch of offense. This is all defense. I mean, the Clippers have the number one defense in the league so far this year, and the Thunder are number four. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, usually we're used to those high scoring games, but it was fun to watch. I don't think. Maybe if you're not a fan of either team, probably 85-83 is not that much fun to watch. But
that defense,
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
It's nice seeing a Thunder team excel on the defensive ends, you know, so often.
Right,
they're closing out well. They're moving around really well on the defensive end. It's something it was a lot of scramble back before that, but before this season. So it's nice to see them have a concerted effort and really look like they know what they're doing on the defensive end.
Yeah, they're kind of on a string a little bit.
All right, next game, Minnesota at OKC.
you guys
caught that,
nothing
huh?
to see here.
So, Oklahoma City at Golden State Warriors. There's pretty much the only positive thing you can say. Majority of the first quarter was fun to watch. Thunder got up by 10 points, and it was really downhill from there. I didn't realize this until looking at the box score afterwards, but we only scored 11 points in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I mean, it's just terrible.
Yeah, I mean, the bench was on the court most of that quarter, and Russ for a lot of that quarter, and Russ being off the court, I mean, that's when the Thunder lost the game. I mean, that is exactly when they lost the game. Yeah.
Thunder lose 122-96. Next game was Minnesota at OKC, which this was a really solid game for the Thunder. The Thunder led for they led for almost start to finish. There was a little time in the second quarter where the Timberwolves got up, but
I mean, Towns was going off in the first half. Yeah, he was making everything.
Yeah, without Towns, I mean, that was they would have got destroyed. Thunder only give up 39 points in the second half, so again, locking in defensively. Thunder win 112-92.
I mean,
didn't Wiggins only have like 3 for 13?
He was a non-factor.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Robertson. Yeah. I mean, how incredible has he been on the defensive end this year?
Amazing.
Locking down Wiggins, who's been pretty good this year, probably having his best start that he's had of his career. 7 points, 3 for 13 for Wiggins, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, a minus 27 while he was on the court.
Wow.
But even I remember one of those shots, Robertson was all over him, and he made it. It was a difficult
shot. The turnaround baseline fadeaway.
It was his first shot that he made, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was I don't know. And we had talked about this last pod about teams having to recognize how good Robertson is playing defensively and sort of having to game plan. That's an actual, you know, something they're going to have to start thinking about. How are we going to, like Andrew Wiggins, how are we going to get him away from Robertson?
Right. And then he had the block on the breakaway layup. Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Oh, my God. Like, to chase him.
Chase down,
I mean, he's just doing so many things that are impressive. And then he goes and plays offense. You're like, man.
Hey, he hit a corner three.
He hit two threes.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
I mean, it's funny watching Robertson because when he takes the shot with confidence,
right,
you feel okay about it.
Yeah, we talked about that last night.
It's when he starts shifting his feet when he catches the ball and he kind of, I don't know, he's a little glitchy.
Well, he kind of like moves his hand up a little bit. He almost does that, like, almost does a cephalosha pump, but doesn't. He like hesitates on the pump and then shoots. It's terrible.
He's got too much going on in his form, I think. Like, he needs to simplify it. And sometimes when, because he brings it down from his hip or brings it up from his hip, and it's just like, I don't know. It just, he had one, though, from the corner that he made. And I knew it was in right when it left his hand because it came off clean. It's just, you'd think being an NBA player and as good as he is on the defensive end, he would have a little bit of confidence on offense. But you can just tell often when he catches the ball, he's like, I don't really want this.
Yeah.
It's incredibly Jekyll and Hyde because, yeah, you'll see him drain corner. And he looks good in the corner. And you think, like, okay, we're building on something. And then he hits the side of the backboard. Yeah. You're like, wait, right. what the hell just happened? I thought you were figuring it out, dude.
And now, even more so, he's not being guarded at all on the three-point line, even more than ever. I mean, so that's the scary thing. But we're going to talk about it later because I got a question for you guys about his defense. I mean, he's just so good that you have to play him minutes because you need a guy like that guarding a guy like Wiggins.
Yeah. And I mean, and even before that, though, against the Warriors, whenever they had that stretch where in the first quarter and they got up by 10, you know, he was really effective, and especially defensively. And then the whole lineup change is sort of what's concerning for me. And I understand how we saw it against the Clippers where they did this pretty much an all-bench lineup. And it worked against the Clippers. And then you go against the Warriors, and it doesn't work. And I think ultimately that's what cost them the game. The Warriors got momentum. They saw shots go in, and that was pretty much the end.
I don't think that game's really that important to not play your bench. And like, it's not like it's a playoff game where you're like, oh, we have to win this game. I would rather get the bench experience in that huge game.
Well, to me, that's bad experience. I mean, they got slaughtered.
They did.
Yeah, but maybe that's a good... to Jason's point, maybe that is a good thing for these guys, you know? It's like,
they gotta lose.
Hey, when you're in these games that the other team is in it, like, they care. Like, to Golden State, that game seemed like that was their championship early in the season. That crowd was rowdy.
Right.
I mean, Golden State was up for it. They talked about it after the game, how they wanted to win that one back. KD wanted to win that one back. Whereas the Thunder going into it...
They clearly put a lot of emotion into it. Thus, losing to the Lakers the night after.
Right. And I think you talked to Russ after the game, you know, the post-game interviews with Russ and listened to him talk, and he's just constantly saying, it's one game. He's like, it's one game. We play on Saturday.
Sure. And no, I get that. But that lineup hasn't played well while they've been in. Against the Clippers, they gave up the lead.
You're definitely right.
That was whenever the Clippers took over. It was a back and forth.
But if you ever want them to play well.
But I don't know that going on a 24-1 run or whatever whatever they went on in that game, the Warriors, that's not good experience. And I think if you want at least a chance to win, it didn't seem like the right time to do it.
So what do you think Donovan's plan is for this? I mean, do you think he's just playing those lineups because he's trying to get those guys good minutes on the court where they can maybe start to mesh a little more? Or?
I think you need those guys. I don't have a problem with it. I just think there's certain teams you can't do that against, and that was one of them.
I think it's a situation where, I disagree. Like, it sucks to lose that game, but just throw them out there. And plus, just looking at the minutes, Golden State just kept their starters out there all night.
The game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was crazy.
You had three guys on the Warriors bench, had KD over 17 minutes, and no one else played.
KD was still out there like in the fourth when they were up by 29 or something.
And I think part of that is because Kerr's trying to get them to
click, right?
Yeah, they're trying to click.
And that's the same thing that we're doing with our bench. It's just get them out there. It's early in the season. You've got about I've kind of just stuck with this number. You've got a 15-game window. In that 15 games, you figure out who you are as a team. You figure out what you're going to be able to do offensively, what you're going to be able to do offensively, and where your shortcomings are. And so you kind of got to roll the dice as Billy Donovan, in my opinion, and just send guys out there and see what they can do and see how they mesh together and create chemistry on the court.
There's two ways to look at it. There's a way like you're looking at it, Rob, which totally makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that, yeah, if you want to win that game, that's not how you're going to win that game, probably, you know. But at the same time, looking at it from the other perspective, it's like, it's just another game. I mean, it's why do you need to treat it any different than a regular season game? So there's two ways to look at it.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem with it because they lost. Because that lineup hasn't worked for these six games or whatever. I mean, I don't have a problem with them losing the game. In fact, before the game started, I didn't mind them losing. That's what I said. I don't mind them losing. I just hope that they're competitive. And whenever you throw that lineup out there, for one, I don't know what you learn about your team whenever, you know, you're getting slaughtered by, you know, with this all bench lineup. I don't know what you get out of that. But
how much do you think campaign helps that lineup when he returns? Like, realistically.
Not much.
Not that much?
Not in that game. I think...
Just this lineup in general.
Yeah, he's better than Samaje Christian. Sure. That's going to be out there, so... I think he'll... Because Christian's not somebody that's going to be able to set other guys up. He's just... It's not working.
Well, campaign should be reevaluated next week or maybe 2 weeks at the most. I'm pretty sure that's the timeline. I'm ready. I mean, I'm ready.
Yeah, I think we all are.
So how do you, right now, I mean, the team's 5-1. I don't think anyone really expected them to be 5-1. And the way they're doing it, we definitely didn't expect it to be that way. So how do you feel right now? Like, about the team?
I feel really solid about them. Like,
are they better than you thought they'd be? Or you think, like, is the record actually true? You know what I mean?
I mean, there's been several close games that they've won.
Which is an impressive part of it.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. I think them playing defensively, like, for real, instead of just saying it, is nice. I feel like Russ has been better defensively than he has been several years past.
True. I think the addition of Oladipo, like, we've talked about Robertson already a bunch. Having Oladipo out there, too, on defense, those two guys on the perimeter, I think it's helping this defense so much.
Yeah, someone brought up on Twitter, was that you? I don't remember. It was like Zach LaVine got pretty much locked down last night. He always goes off on us. And he didn't.
Well, he takes those jump shot three-pointers that are just deep, and you're like, you can have that all day, man. Right. Okay, like, shoot that as much as you want.
But we actually have somebody on him now instead of, like...
It's true. They didn't really have any breakaway dunks or anything. And
yeah.
Do you guys want to talk about the KD situation?
What KD situation?
I mean, I feel like we should address it a little bit. With the way he was acting, I mean, he went off on the Thunder. He hit 7 threes.
You mean how he's kind of...
Was he 7 for 7?
I think 7 for 8, maybe.
Maybe? Okay. He was 6 for 6 at one point.
Yeah. And he had 5 dunks.
He was also kind of acting like a
talking
little
trash, which that's another thing Russ said after the game. He said apparently they talk trash now. Apparently that's what they do. They just talk trash.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think they had good reason. The way that he was acting, which I
do you
he
think
had a, he had a reason to act that. I mean, he was on fire.
Sure, but I felt like there was more to it. Like, if he was playing for the Thunder still and he has a game like that, I don't think he acts quite like that.
No, it was personal, is what it looked like.
Of course not.
Is that cool? Like we're all Thunder fans. There's nothing... I mean, we can't hide that. But if we're not Thunder fans, take ourselves away from the situation.
Isn't this kind of how we wanted him to act when he was with us, though?
Right.
And he didn't?
That's true. I mean, does this bother you if you're not a Thunder fan, do you think? Like, the way he acts? Like, do you see him as... Is it childish? Is it disrespectful?
I think it depends on the kind of fan you are.
Yeah.
To be honest, there's some people that just love that, and there's some people that don't want to see. It's just like, you know, the NFL, and when you score a touchdown, just hand the ball to the ref and go. Or, you know, some people like that celebration. So it's kind of that dichotomy.
I guess more what I'm asking, like, considering everything that went down and how it went down. I mean, he's playing for the team that he just lost to last year. Obviously, we all know this. To me, it's like, when he's doing all this trash talk to the bench and stuff, it's, you're like, dude, well, of course, do you really feel, like, really? Like, do you feel good about yourself right now? You know? You were up 3-1. You were one quarter away from the NBA Finals, and you went to the team that beat you. Like, why are you just, like, rubbing it in our face like that? Like, you didn't do something, like, heroic, you know?
I don't think that many people outside of Oakland, San Francisco, and Oklahoma City even care anymore.
I think you're right.
I think it's just, hey, basketball's back. Like, let's just focus on basketball. And it's one of those, it doesn't matter any other night except when we're playing him. It's just kind of that, hey, that stab wound that you gave us, you're throwing salt in it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he seems to have a little bit more of an edge to him than what he had when he was here. And I think part of that's his personality, because even whenever he was with the Thunder, this team was a when they got in front, that was when they were at their best, right? I mean, right. They could really bury somebody,
yeah.
And that's KD, and that's what he did to us on whatever it was Thursday night.
It sucked watching it. It was a bummer.
It was tough,
and you could see it on the players' faces. Everyone except Russ, really. It looked like they were a little hurt. They were a little like almost like sad, like really, like I don't know. And you think about it, and they have a right to be, but at the same time, this team has to get over it. Next time they play this team, you got to get over it. You got to go compete next time and not just talk trash to them. And I like Cantor. Like, there's a lot of polarizing. It's kind of a polarizing topic talking about Cantor talking trash from the bench.
Yeah, I mean, I liked how Steven kind of was like, dude, shut up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he's just going to keep hitting more threes.
Yeah, stop it.
But I don't mind Cantor saying something.
I kind of liked it.
Yeah. Somebody say something to him.
Yeah.
I agree. But is Cantor the guy?
I don't care. He was the guy on Twitter.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, go ahead. No,
he was the guy on Twitter during the offseason. He was throwing shade. So he might as well be the one to speak his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And everyone made a big deal like after Grant dunked on KD, like that's when the run went on. Yeah, but that's also when Russ came out of the game. So
it was also really nice to see.
It was.
And Russ's blocks, his two blocks on KD and Steph were amazing. And my favorite part.
And then
they
tried to say KD got Russ back on a block, but it was totally Draymond Green who blocked the ball into KD, and KD hit it on.
Yeah. It was already blocked.
Yeah, like he didn't he didn't.
Well, there was another one where it was just Russ like got fouled kind of and lost the ball. Kevin Durant never made contact with the ball and called it a clean block. Like, I've watched that gif so many times, just like, how do you say, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, it was annoying. And then throw in Chris Webber in the whole situation. I mean, dude, like, just, I bet you they would sign you if you want to return to the NBA. Like, they need a bench.
The game was awful enough, and then just to have him with just spewing nonsense the whole time.
He's turning the Thunder fan base into his enemies, because last year against the Spurs, I think it was game two where the Thunder won, on the Dion Waiters push off on the inbound, and he just went crazy. Like, Chris Webber just threw a temper tantrum. It was like, dude, what? You're not doing your job
and
right now.
He's just all over KD's nuts the other night. It was ridiculous.
All over their entire team.
If he and Hubie Brown ever do a game together, I'm gonna kill myself.
Hubie Brown maybe can't get anyone's name right.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard, you mean?
Doesn't he call him Lilliard too? Lilliard.
Yeah, he definitely does that.
It's like Michael Cage. That's why they traded Ilyasova, you know, because he couldn't pronounce
Ilyasova. Yeah, that was it. It was a PR move.
Yeah. Ilyasova. That's what he had. Ilyasova. I mean, he just couldn't do it.
I think the thing that bothers me most about the whole Chris Webber issue was just the insinuation that we didn't appreciate him. And so now that he has a fan base that truly appreciates him, a fan base that was yelling in that franchise, by the way, which classy move, Golden State. How did you ever watch any of anything that Kevin Durant ever did? How did we not appreciate him?
It makes no sense.
When he said that, I almost threw something into my TV.
We're upset because he left. We wouldn't.
Yeah.
If we didn't care, if we didn't appreciate him, we'd just be like, oh, it's that one guy. He didn't matter when he left.
Right. And I think that's what everyone realizes now, is that KD totally had a right to leave.
Yeah.
And he left. The fan base has a total right to be pissed off at him and a right to hate him. Like, sorry, but you do. Like, you made that choice.
If he had gone anywhere else, fine.
But to say that we didn't appreciate him when he was here, like, come on, man. Like, ridiculous. He was a god here. He was a god.
Yeah.
Ugh, drives me crazy. But we shouldn't spend so much time on the loss, though.
Yeah.
Because there are so much other good things.
We're 5-1.
I mean, the Timberwolves game
was
nice.
They're 4-2.
Timberwolves game was the real, like, stress-free one.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was awesome.
Thunder, first in the standings, you're right.
Yeah. Tied for first.
Okay, are we moving on?
Yeah,
you got more.
I mean, I'm good.
Let's play.
All right. Legitimate or preposterous?
Yeah. It's been a while since we played this. It's pretty self-explanatory. I'm going to make a statement. You tell me if that statement's legitimate or if that statement is preposterous. There's no in between here, okay? I'm going to go to you, Rob, to start, okay?
All right.
Andre Robertson is the best wing defender in the NBA, legitimate or preposterous?
I'm going to go...
Good candidates out there.
I'm going to go preposterous, just because I think he has potential. But, I mean, you look at, like...
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi, defensive player of the year. I think every year he's a candidate to win that. But also, I think what partly helps him is that he's such a great player. I mean, Kawhi plays both sides so well, and so I think he probably gets an edge there. But just defensively, Robertson's not far off.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of dominating at some stretches of the game. Yeah. Does everyone agree with that?
I'm on board with
it. It's how good he looks late.
He's so confident on that end of the floor. I mean, it's just, we talked about it earlier, it's just crazy, though. It's almost like he's playing two different sports.
Right.
And one of them he's really good at, and the other one
It's like Cantor, the reverse of that. Like, if they could...
Yeah. But he's better at defense than Cantor is at offense.
Even, yeah, I agree. You know?
That's a really good point with the Kawhi being good on both ends of the floor. As a fan, you don't pay attention to defense that much. It's like offense is what sells. So if you got a guy that can if plays really good offense and on the defensive end he's solid, then you notice that guy a lot more. And I think Andre kind of gets shuffled under the rug because of that.
I still think there's fans out there too that don't quite appreciate him like they should, because you know, you look at the box score, like just last night he had 9 points, 1 rebound, no assists.
Yeah, one people block. Are like, "Whoa, he's not doing anything."
Yeah, well, he was also. I mean, look at the starting lineup from the Timberwolves game. Sabonis was just a +8, but everyone else: Adams +24, Westbrook +24, Oladipo +24, Robertson +22. Starting lineup's been good. Cantor was a +13, so he came in and made an impact too, even though he had turnovers.
Two 3 second violations.
Yeah, is that what it was, or did he get a 5 second back to the basket call?
No,
I think
the ball was loose, and then he had his foot in the lane, just barely.
Yeah, I noticed that because I thought if you got 1 foot out, but I guess you got to get them both out.
Yeah, I think if you didn't have the ball, he probably could have gotten away with it. Yeah. But the fact that he had the ball, so his foot was in there before he got the ball, and then he didn't do anything with it quick enough.
It was either turning the ball over or scoring on like every possession there for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, Jason.
Mm.
Okay. Well, we kind of already covered this, but I want to talk about it a little bit more. This 5-1 start to the season is a bit of a fluke.
Preposterous.
Okay, good.
Good answer.
I think we're beating the teams that we definitely should be beating. Like Minnesota, we were both worried about last night because, you know, they're a young athletic team that definitely could have come in and given us
I predicted a loss and I was way off.
Yeah. We beat them down, and it was really nice to see that they can just handle their business, unlike last year where we were losing all these games to like the Kings and these teams that are just like, why are you losing this? Like, you're so much better than them, obviously.
Right.
And so it's nice to see that. I mean, we've lost the one game. I mean, we thought we were going to lose to the Clippers too last, like, and
that's the Clippers' only loss of the season.
We handled it. Yeah. And it was really nice to see us handle that game. I mean, we get to see them again, I think, next week or something.
Yep.
So that's kind of worrisome. Hopefully we can beat them again. Would be incredible.
I do wonder if like the Clippers took the Thunder lightly coming in or not.
Right, yeah.
Which you wouldn't think they would, because Russ always plays well versus the Clippers, at least the last couple of years of his career. So, I don't know. It's kind of...
Not in L.A. and not against Russ.
Yeah.
I don't think they took as lightly. They didn't shoot very well either. Mm-hmm. And
that's our defense. I think their starting lineup has been struggling up until the Spurs game last night where they went berserk.
And they have no bench.
Well, you mentioned the Clippers missing shots. Well, the Thunder allowing teams just to shoot 29% from three, which is second best in the NBA this year, which has been a problem for this team in the past. Okay, Ty. Legitimate or preposterous? You still don't understand fantasy basketball.
Legitimate. Absolutely legitimate. I'm starting to figure it out, but man, it's like I've spent so much time playing fantasy football that I've got the flow of that. Fantasy basketball, I still look at it like, I mean, I guess I play the guys that are playing and don't play the guys that aren't.
Yeah.
But waiver wire, still haven't really keyed into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a learning process.
We'll get there. It's a long season.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot longer than fantasy football. So,
that's,
you know.
That's
you got
true.
Time.
You can make a comeback. We got a real one for you in a minute.
Okay.
Rob. Yeah. I need you to acknowledge.
Did you think I left? I'm still here.
Look at me.
Legitimate or preposterous? The Thunder will finish the regular season as statistically the best defensive team in the NBA.
I'll say preposterous. It would be awesome if they would, but I think you know, they've played not very good offenses, so
it's
I mean that's helping them out right now. But you can only play the guys, you know, who are on the schedule, and right. they've taken care of business, which is really nice to see. I think that they'll be easily top 10.
Is it fair to say they haven't played good offenses? I mean, they played the 76ers. They're not any good offensively. And Minnesota's not very good.
Minnesota's been really bad this year.
But the Lakers have been pretty good on offense. The Warriors, obviously.
Well, yeah, but they gave up 120-something to the Warriors.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Phoenix
right now,
has been struck back and forth a little bit.
Mm. The Thunder are fourth best in defensive rating, 95.2, behind only the Clippers, Hawks, and Hornets. 95.2 is a really good
I'll say top 10 with mm-hmm. potential to be top 5, but I don't think they'll be number 1.
Do you think as they start to figure out offense a little bit, their defensive numbers might drop a bit?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know that they're ever off of misses, they're going to get out and run, but I don't know that they're ever just going to try and make it a track meet the entire time. Like, I feel like their half court defense is what's absolutely their strong suit so mm-hmm. far from what we've seen.
And it's funny too, because like the Thunder have been playing with pace. They're like second, third, or fourth. They're up there in pace. And so you'd think the other team is going to get up and run a little bit
part
too.
Part of that is probably because of rebounding as well, though. I mean, they don't give you second chances for the most part. I mean, they're really good defensively.
And when you have your point guard, and your point guard is Russell Westbrook, grabbing these defensive rebounds, and he just gets it and goes, you're going to play with a steady pace. Could you imagine if Russ pulled down a rebound and just walked the ball up the court?
Yeah, no way.
That would be so weird.
That would be so weird. What's Freaking he going to do? I'm so interested. I don't want it to... I'm not, like, ready for it, but I'm so interested what he's going to look like older and, like, later in his career.
Yeah, it'll be weird.
When he starts losing athleticism. Like, when he's, like, 34, you know?
Well, he's going to just work on that.
You think he's just going to have, like, a turnaround J mid-range game?
Probably. He's already starting to work on that.
Okay, who's next? Jason. Legitimate or preposterous? Rob is right. He's been right all along. The Thunder are going to win 50 games this year.
I like that question.
Ooh.
I like that question.
I'm going to go legitimate, I guess.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to turn around.
Interesting.
I didn't expect him to start 5-1, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know that I pretty much...
Oh, you're
I thought
going back
would,
on your own self?
No, I thought that they would go 2-1. The last pod we talked about, I thought they would go 2-1 over this stretch, and then they beat the Suns in Philadelphia. I mean,
You did call. You've been hitting the nail on the head.
A prophet of basketball.
And I think it's going to look a lot better with this upcoming stretch. They've got a few tough games, but the question we had last pod for the first 20 games, I think that... You know, they're going to look really good for these first 20, and then we're going to find out who they really are after that.
Yeah.
Probably right.
That'll probably be true.
I like that number fit. That's where I was sitting.
Going oh, were you really? You're that high? Because whenever we did the pod, I think these guys were 43.
Yeah. I was 43.
I think I was slightly higher, 45 or something.
Yeah,
something.
And then you were 52,
yeah.
right?
52. Yeah, 52 and 30.
I sat right on 50.
Yeah, I'm moving close.
That 50 is looking like a good number, right? If this team wins 50 games, I'll be impressed. Yeah. I mean, I hope they do it on the defensive end like they're doing so far, too. It's not the prettiest thing to watching the Thunder right now, like it's been in the past, but it's fun.
Like, but that's that of what they're doing. That seems like the most sustainable part of their game, though.
Right.
Well, because I mentioned how good they are on defense so far this year, but on offense they really haven't been very good. I mean, they're 6th worst in efficiency so far this year, 97.1 offensive rating, which is not good. I mean, anything under 100. I mean, this team had one of the best offenses outside of the Golden State Warriors in the history of basketball last year.
And to think that they could make a splash and get even better, more than likely offensively, mm-hmm. where you're taking out, you know, you're going to move Robertson to the 2, or they're going to probably, if they're going to make a trade like that, get a 3. And so we may see a more balanced Thunder again.
Grant's taking Singler's minutes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so, I think everyone's kind of happy about that. I mean, if Singler's not going to make shots, why does he need to play, you know?
Yeah, because...
Oh, God, sorry. Just almost destroyed our whole podcast set.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sounded real like high a, on Jeremy Grant after this. He's been fun to watch.
He really has. He's so athletic. I mean, this team.
I mean,
crazy
he
athletic.
Can't shoot worth a shit, but he can jump though.
I like that he's not trying to though.
Yeah,
he's
that's
playing
true.
To his strength.
Like every once in a while, he'll take one and be like, "Oh yeah, I forgot, I can't do that."
And he had a really nice. He didn't finish the play, but he drove the lane and made a sweet. Fast spin move, like so quick.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And then he turned it over. Yeah. But it was still nice.
It's there like, though.
I love the confidence.
I almost vined that thing that you're talking about and
oh, yeah.
purposely did it so that the vine would end right after the spin move and we would be like, who knows, but look at that move. That's awesome.
Great move though.
Yeah.
Who knows what happened?
I've tweeted about it. I'm not sure people are picking up what I'm talking about. But Westbrook
picking up what you're laying down.
Yeah, but Westbrook is he's been trying to feed Grant that pass that he used to do to KD, where KD would be standing on their bucket looking like he's going to come around the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Just throw it up high to him and let him get it, and he can just put it in.
Last Russ night, it just dinked off the backboard.
Yeah, they're just not on the same page yet, but yeah. I love it.
But he hasn't
it.
Even practiced yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be there. He's tried it twice. They're 0 for 2 on it. I'm going to keep that as a stat, by the way.
I like
way.
It. Track
All
it.
Right.
Like, so it's they're 0 for 2 right now. So I gotta,
let's get some tracking into there.
I guess I got to watch every game. Can't go to the movies during a game.
Don't go to the movies. I'll do that for you.
All right, last one. This one's for Ty. Legitimate or preposterous? Joffrey LaVerne is a better player than Enes Kanter.
Oh, preposterous.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely Quick. Preposterous. Ooh. Yeah, no, I mean, defensively, yes, I think he is better than Enes Kanter.
That's not saying much.
We've seen, yeah, well, true. But think of when we first got Enes, and he couldn't stay within 5 feet of anyone on the defensive end, if they had the ball or not. He's made a bunch of progression. He's still really young, and his offense, his footwork, what he can do under the basket, his hands usually, that's just something you don't find very often. And Joffrey LaVerne, while he's great, and he's been fun to watch. I've been really impressed. I didn't really know what to expect when he was coming in. He's been fun, and he's been great, but he's still not anywhere near what Enes Kanter is and what Enes Kanter could be.
Well, I thought it was an interesting question because LaVerne actually averaged more minutes this week than Kanter, which a large part of that is because of that Golden State game.
Matchup.
I mean, Kanter played 3 minutes, and you saw when he came into that game, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, he was terrible. Well, I don't know what the deal with him is, not being able to play versus Golden State. It's something that he's going to have to figure out because other teams are going to, you know.
He really needs a bigger big to play. That was last year we played the Clippers. I can't remember when it was, but he absolutely shut down DeAndre Jordan. I think Steven Adams might have been hurt. And that matchup was, I didn't expect it at all, but he plays really well against those stronger, physical, slower bigs. Mm-hmm. So anytime you get, and especially if they're going to run, you know, both the Stash Bros out there, you're going to get Enes Kanter in a matchup where it's just not going to be favorable for him at all. But if you've got someone a little bit slower that is a little bit more physical that Enes Kanter can stay with, he's gonna play really well on the defensive end. And then when it comes to the offensive end of the floor, he's just going to torch pretty much anyone he goes up against.
Yeah, I kind of like that idea. Like, it seems like anything in basketball with him is a little slower than most people. Like, it just... Mm-hmm. Like his
but
reaction
like,
time is
it's
like slow.
A deception or something though Strange. Within his moves though. Yeah. It's like I don't know. It's
like on
deceiving.
The offense it works for him a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's why he gets stripped all the time, I think, is because he's like it's, moving through quicksand a little. And
yeah. It's funny because you make a good point. Like his footwork on offense and stuff, like he's such a good offensive player. But he's not athletic. He's so finesse.
He can't jump at all.
And you're talking about how he matches up better with those big physical bigs, and you're right. But it's so funny because he's like such a finesse player. Mm-hmm. But you're right. That's
yeah.
Like
if he will bang a little bit on the defensive end
and on the boards and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a huge thing.
Nope.
Whoa.
Classic. Classic, Jason. What were you trying to hit?
appropriate.
I just lost my train of thought. What's next? Oh, hey, we got some Twitter questions.
Tweet, 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 tweet. There you go, huh? I
think so. Oh, my bad.
Who won that round of legitimate rosters, by the way?
Right here.
Oh, okay.
Probably, right?
Well, you just call the win for yourself.
Yeah. Another win for Rob.
Got it.
Ooh.
At Ermagerd Blaine says, what will Jeremy Grant's role be on this team for the rest of the year?
I think he will probably – it obviously depends on a trade. But with the current roster, I mean, I think he will be sort of on the second unit the entire season. And I think matchup-wise, he's probably going to have more minutes against some teams than others. But, I mean, I think what we see now is probably what will continue.
It's funny how he got minutes pretty much immediately. You know, yeah. Like, I didn't really expect that. I thought maybe he'd start playing once the Thunder came home off the bat. They threw
really
him in.
Got him in there. Okay. At AM Jump Shot says, scale of 1 to 10. How surprised are you by the? How surprised are you three plus Ty?
Oh yeah, well, there's four of us.
There's four of us this time. By the 5-1 start, 1 being completely expected, 10 being incredibly shocked.
2. Oh.
Wow.
Wow. Just dropped the.
And he's leaving.
Drop the cans.
Just drop the mic and 2. Boom.
Drop the cans.
I'll go 6. I'm I would expect it's something more like 4-2, 3-3-ish. It's been an easy schedule to start out, but not really, actually.
I mean, if I would have said anything other than 5-1, I would have said 4-2, but mm-hmm. I don't think I would have gone as low as 3-3, but I mean, I don't think it's that shocking. I'd probably say a 2 as well.
I think actually before the season, looking at the schedule they played so far, you thought it would have been tougher than it actually has been, though. You know, maybe the Lakers might be a little better than people expected, but the Warriors, I mean, you thought the Warriors were going to be amazing to start off. I guess there's growing pains, but like the Clippers, they beat them. You thought Timberwolves would be better than they are right now. You know, yeah. 76ers, I think I figured they'd at least be decent.
Have a win.
I think it's Philadelphia and Los Angeles and Minnesota, they're going through pretty much the same things that we are. It's like, hey, let's figure out who we are as a team because we have no clue right now.
Without Russell Westbrook.
Well, speaking of
right, they don't have
a superstar exactly. that they're pulling them through.
That's in the Timberwolves game, too. It's funny because it was close, and then until Russ decided I don't want it to be close anymore.
Yeah.
And then in the third quarter, he was just like, steal, steal, score, 3-3. It was game. Just like, boom,
and
game.
And then it was over. Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome.
Him being 4 or 5 from three is my favorite thing.
And then it was 4 for 5, and then the other night, wasn't he 5 for 6? What game was that?
L.A.?
Wasn't he 5 for 6?
Maybe.
Was that L.A.?
Are you talking about the Lakers?
We have to find this.
Well, look.
This is good podcasting right here. Are you finding it, Rob?
I'm trying so hard.
You guys are taking a lot longer.
I haven't even clicked a thing yet.
Russ was 5 of 6 against LA.
Woo! Against the Lakers.
And that,
but he was also...
Yeah, sorry, the Lakers. I forgot we played
he
the Clippers.
He was 0-7 against the Clippers.
I'm glad you found that because I was out of Muzak.
I tweeted something. I think he's shooting 41.2% from 3 so far this year. Is that sustainable?
No.
That's legitimate or preposterous?
Sustainable, preposterous. If he picks his spot, he can make them, but there are a lot of times where Russ has what I call the russet three. Uh-huh. It just comes down like, fuck it, I'm hitting this three right now.
Yeah. And then it's not.
I do feel like his three-point shot looks better, though. He's not.
It does.
Mm-hmm. He's shooting more of a set shot from three now. It's taking less energy, and I don't know. It's looking better so far.
It's kind of when he had that transition of the 15-foot jumper that he always used to hit where he'd just fly down the floor, pull up from the free throw line, and he'd be at like... Somehow, like a 70-degree, he'd be leaning towards the basket as he shot. He's kind of figured that out with his three-point shot as well.
Agreed.
But it feels like the threes are more within the flow of the game. That's the important part so far.
I mean, he did hit a couple of pull-ups against the Wolves, but one of them was a 2-for-1 scenario, and he's making them.
Yeah.
All right. At BoomOU updated says, when Campaign comes back, you think he sees more minutes with Russ or Debo?
That's a good question. I would probably say Oladipo.
Mm-hmm.
Because Oladipo's been the first one to the bench, I think, right? They brought in Abrines pretty early against the Wolves. And then Oladipo kind of comes back in with the bench unit here and there. So I'd say Oladipo.
Yeah, I think it's pretty safe to say Oladipo. I mean, they need some, because Oladipo, which has been disappointing for me so far, is not able to...
Come on, bro.
Is not able to get everybody else involved as much. His assists are down, and so that's...
Yeah, he's averaging less than an assist a game over the past three games, which is going better. I mean, he's playing better ball, but
I'm with you. But what we thought, what I thought he was going to provide, he just hasn't, and that's what Cam will provide, so...
All right, another Cam question here. At @Jack_Ward12, how hard do you think it will be for Campaign to get his spot back from Samaj?
Not.
Anyone?
No. Not hard.
Absolutely not even a question.
I mean, Samaj...
Moving on.
Christian has been playing decent for what they need.
He probably had his best game, maybe, versus the Wolves.
Yeah, it was nice.
I don't even know the stats, but it felt like he was
a
plus.
He did well.
He's a good third stringer.
Yeah, third stringer.
He's exactly what you want out of him. It's just right now he's second string and not third. So...
Yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah, Campaign comes back in, it's fine.
Yeah. So, let's see. At @KKDK012... Are you still not on board with the Jeremy for Ersan trade? It looks like a win to me. We kind of talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, she's speaking directly to me because I tweeted at first that I didn't really understand the trade. So I started thinking about it, and we talked about it on the podcast. Like, it made sense if you look at it a certain way. But right now, I mean, it looks like a win of a trade. She's right. I mean,
well, Ersan's been killing it for Philly.
Yeah, well, have they won, though?
Well,
they almost beat the Cavs. They lost the Cavs by 1 point.
How many times did they win with Jeremy Grant?
No, I know. I was just...
But what I'm saying is, like, he's been playing extremely well for Philly.
But it almost feels like, because we liked what Ersan provides as a player for this team, because it was like, you know, the Thunder need what Shoot, he right. provides.
Yeah.
At the same time, Grant seems to fit more. It always seemed like Ilyasova kind of... It was just like an outsider almost, you know? And Grant, it makes sense.
That I don't know that I'll say that I like it yet, still. I still don't know that I liked what Ersan was starting to be able to do.
Right.
And so, I don't know.
I agree with you, but I'm pleasantly surprised by Grant. I'm excited about him.
I'm excited about him. I like the money thing, for one, and I like how he's played.
I like the money thing.
Here's an interesting point. Is it look at how long it took Ersan, like he had all the off season, like all through training camp and everything, to get like really gelled with all these guys, and you know, it didn't really seem like it fit yet. Jeremy Grant comes in, hasn't practiced with the team, and it already seems like he's been with them the entire year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, and that's kind of impressive. Not saying it's good or bad, but I tweeted this out. I was like, you know, I was skeptical, but it's one of those things where he's exactly what the Thunder look for. He's that high energy, like real, like athletic guy that Sam Presti just loves.
Sure,
and it seems to fit.
Yeah, and his skill set, I think, sort of, he could play what he does can happen on any team because he's defensive. He's a defensive guy,
and he hustles and right, and everything.
Yeah. And we kind of talked about that for a second the other day. It kind of almost seems like we're building like that Sixers team with Allen Iverson, where you're just putting rebounders and defensive players around the Russell. That's just, he's your scorer, obviously. Mm-hmm. And everybody else is just like big dudes that can roll to the rim with Russ,
mm-hmm.
or they can block people.
Who cares if we miss the shot? We're going to get the rebound.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we got two more here. At Johnny C, how much of the Thunder's offense is Billy Donovan's system, and how much is it just sheer run and gun athleticism?
I think most of it, I think it's probably 60-40, the athleticism. I don't think his offense has had a chance to really, like, find its groove so far. I mean, we mentioned earlier they're playing with a crazy pace, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting out and running. They lead the NBA in fast break points per game, 20.5 a game. They're second points per paint. And, they get offensive rebounds, so you're not running in any offense out of offensive rebounds very rarely, are you? I mean,
most of their offense seems to just be pick and rolls with... to the bucket.
Yeah, but creating space, that's what Billy Donovan wants to do, is to run those high pick and rolls where you can create space and find shooters. And that's also what we've seen, though, too, is especially on breaks where Russ will bring it down and they've been able to find guys outside for wide open threes. The Thunder just don't have the guys that can drain them, but they've been finding wide open guys, which is what we want.
Well, when you look at the stats and, you know, you're first in fast break points, but you're the sixth worst offense in the league.
Right.
What does that tell you? It means your half-court offense is terrible.
Right.
So.
Hopefully they'll find their groove.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we talked about it before the season. It's a new team.
Yeah,
they're still learning each other. And honestly, there's not that many good offensive players on this team. So
They move better without the ball.
That's true.
That's a bonus.
The cutting has been spectacular at times. Mm-hmm. I mean, Oladipo, you vined it yesterday, Rob. That cut to the basket was beautiful. And I love when he dunks the ball.
Especially for Russ just to be able to find him. And Steven Adams as well has been really good finding cutters like Robertson or, you know, one of the other guards.
All right. At Drummer Abbott says, also, if it's true that Ennis said, why didn't you do this in the playoffs to KD, is he automatically an OKC legend?
Yeah, I mean, it's a legit question, right?
Yeah. Is that what set him off? Is that rumor as to
that's a
what
rumor
I think
that's
he said.
What he said?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at it, you can read playoffs off his lips.
Yeah,
I mean,
really?
I've looked at it. Seems like a solid thing. You can see playoffs. It's hard to make out anything else. And then there's Steven Adams just staring right through the back of Kevin Durant's skull.
Oh yeah, and in the Knicks face, you know, like disappointed face, like looking at Kevin. He's like, really, man? Like, really?
Come on, bro.
The old brother disappointment, just like.
Yeah. I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
We're giving away a shirt, right?
We are giving away a shirt.
Thunderhead shirt, too. We just got some shirts printed, and we're going to give you one, whoever has the best question. Who's the winner?
I think I'm going to go with at Johnny C with the Billy Donovan's offensive system question.
All right.
Solid question there, guy.
Yeah.
Congrats, Johnny C.
Yeah, big time shirt.
Woo! That's supposed to be an air horn, by the way.
It was perfect.
There you go. Hey, get your sounder ready.
Oh,
it's
that's
time
good.
For It's time for notes. Okay, we really don't have very many notes today. There wasn't really a lot of things. But a fan hit a half-court shot for 20
it
grand.
It did. It looks just, terrible, too.
Yeah, that's the best for notes, like just paper in the background. Oh, my God, the shot for 20 grand. He drains it.
Looks ridiculous.
It was awful looking.
It's the 10th.
Is that
the 10th? Yeah, it was the 10th person. Yeah.
Midfirst Bank has got to be like, you know what, guys? We got to shut this
that's
down.
That's $200,000.
Yeah, we're making a huge mistake.
How do they get picked?
I don't know how they select those guys.
I'm pretty sure the Storm Chasers are part of it. They like go around, walk around the game, arena, and they find someone like, hey, you look like you'd be fun to put in front of 18,000 people and shoot some free throws and then possibly throw up a half-court shot that we'll probably miss by 10 feet.
I think that someone made a point, like, after he made the shot, Thunder went on a crazy run, like 19-1.
He sparked the team.
You're the real MVP, Tony. Yeah. You're the real MVP, Tony.
Tony, that was
Tony. Mm-hmm. Tony. Good job, Tony.
Yep.
Yeah, but seriously, though, work on your form.
Hey, it went in. It's like Andre. If it goes in, it doesn't matter.
That's true. Goran Dragic, Justice Winslow, they were in attendance to the game the other night. They said they were scouting.
I saw that.
Because Thunder play Miami Monday night. The return of Dion Waiters. Miami has not been good this year.
No.
Is that a Dion Waiters effect? Or?
I don't know. He's playing heavy minutes, though. And he's not. He's Dion Waiters.
How many
he's
missed
still
dunks?
Dion Waiters. I don't. I haven't watched a single game.
I just kind of followed along.
The return to Dion or to the Waiters Island. Yeah.
Well, the Thunder have a bit of a homestand here. You got Monday versus the Heat. Wednesday versus the Raptors, which is going to be a fun game.
It's gonna be rough.
Friday versus the Clippers. So the Clippers are going to be looking for revenge.
Sunday,
the return of Serge Ibaka.
Serge.
Oladipo going against his former team. And then next Monday, they finally go on the road, which is a tough back-to-back. You get the Magic at home on Sunday, and then you got to fly to Detroit. I don't think Reggie Jackson will be back.
What's up with all these reunions?
I know. Turns out
we have players with all 30 other teams somehow.
You know, like, this. It's not the easiest schedule this week, but luckily for the Thunder, 4 of the 5 games are at home. It's a good chance. They're already 5-1, first in Western Conference. It's a good chance to, I don't know, create a little bit of separation if you have a good week.
On that reunion, in fact, we just rolled over that Cole Aldrich was just here with the Wolves.
Yeah, he was. The toothless monster.
Yeah.
Would you take Cole Aldrich on your team?
I think I'd pass. No.
I mean, he's been, like, okay last year. Like, yeah. People were Clips, like, finally, right. He's a player that is okay.
I don't know how much he makes, but it's probably too much.
It's too much.
I think he got some money, didn't he? He got paid a decent amount. I don't know. We should look that up. Do you have a record prediction for these 5 games or the profit, Rob? So, what you got?
I will say 3-2.
What are the losses?
Raptors, Clips.
So, I think that they lose to the Raptors. And then, they probably lose to the Clippers. But I want to say that I actually think they're going to beat the Clippers again.
Woo!
Whoa.
So,
who are they going to lose to?
I'm going to say that they probably... I think they probably lose to... who is after Miami? We have the Raptors, and then we have
Clippers, Magic. Detroit.
Magic is. I'm sort of worried
Serge
about the
is going to come in and.
I don't know. I just think that the Magic sort of have. I think that
they always play the Thunder well,
and I think they match up well, and that's sort of what I'm worried about, especially where that game falls. So,
but have they always played well against us because of
Oladipo?
This guy right here, Victor Oladipo?
I think so.
Yeah, he's always been pretty good versus the Thunder. Hopefully he's not good against the Thunder this time. I'll also go 3-2, but you know, I'm kind of feeling... I think they might beat the Raptors. I think they match up well with the Raptors.
That'd be nice.
You know, the Raptors don't really move the ball very well. Those are the teams that give the Thunder trouble. They shoot threes, but they don't really get a lot of assists. But I think they lose to the Clippers. I think Clippers get them back, and I think they might lose at Detroit.
Ooh.
Just that road game back-to-back, that's a tough spot.
Man, I don't know if I'd like that. Detroit's not...
I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
It's mainly the road back-to-back thing, I think, that throws me off.
Ish Smith?
Yeah. Is he starting? He's starting for him.
Another reunion.
He got overpaid, too, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Of course he did.
We saw him in Oklahoma City. It's like, the dude's not that good. Like,
how cool would it be if they go 4-1, though? Like,
that'd
they
be great.
One of the, I mean, like,
9-2.
At that point, you got to start considering that this team is legitimate, good, you know, basketball.
That they're
team.
Not preposterous.
Why stop there? 5-0.
5-0.
How cool would that be?
Oh,
let's go, guys.
God.
Let's do this.
If the Thunder went 5-0, do you think people would like consider them championship contenders? Honestly, like,
the hype would be way over.
Like national media.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd only have 2 good wins this week, though. Even if you go 5-0, I think 4-1. I think they drop to the Raptors, but. if you go 5-0, you got two good wins and three other that are just like meh. So I don't think you blow it out of proportion yet, but I think you start to consider them as a top three, top four team in the Western Conference, which I already do, but that's just me.
Yeah,
well. I'm a homer, so. Yeah.
All right, follow us on Twitter, at OKC Thunderheads. Follow Thunder Tie if you don't already, at Thunder Tie. Subscribe on iTunes. Check out OKCThunderheads.com. You can get all the podcast episodes right there if you need. The weekly rumbles there. A little bit more you can find. You can find us on Facebook, SoundCloud, Google Play if you're an Android user. We're about 1/14th through the season, Ooh, guys. Long ways to go, so remember, as always, Thunder up.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Geico's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than Geico. More power to you. Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.